Good afternoon, everyone. This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Jim Appel. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at all your markets right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. There's a Peterbilt dump truck, a New Holland BB960 crop cutter big square baler, and a 2011 Case IH tractor, as well as a Case IH 7120 combine. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. Bid on a Brent 1194 Avalanche grain cart, a MacDon 9300 swather, and even a Cessna 172M airplane. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
And Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
This was the second day in a row of some pretty big grain moves. We had corn down today. It was down 3/4 in the May, 683 and a quarter, but down 9 3/4 in July at 650. Then SEP and DEES, which are the new crop corn, SEP was down 4.5 at 580 and a quarter. In December, it was down 2 3/4. At 5.56 3/4. Now, this is after being limited up in the front month yesterday, the front 3 months yesterday. We were up about 40, and so then today being down a little bit, and then closing about 19 cents off the high in July. That's technically what they call a key reversal. So technically it doesn't, you know, looking forward from this point, it's not necessarily bullish or not positive looking at the chart, but the planting, the corn planting is still going pretty slow. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that 5% of the corn is planted in the Midwest versus 49% last year, and the five-year average at 31%. So we're significantly behind average, and at this point in the game, it looks like there will be some yield adjustments to the downside and then probably even some acreage adjustments to the downside. But both of those things are positive, but yet we were just slightly lower. Looking at the soybeans, they followed the corn throughout the day. We were down about 4 in May, 9 3/4 in the July, and then new crop November closed down 5 3/4 at 12.23.5. Every acre that doesn't get planted to corn is likely to go to soybeans. So if they are in fact having trouble planting some corn, then those additional acres will be shifted, and that kind of justifies why we're a little bit lower in the November beans. And then looking at wheat, we were stronger in both Kansas City and Chicago. Kansas City was up 13 3/4 at 7.89.5 in July. September was up 12 3/4, and diesel was up 12.5. In the Chicago wheat, we were up 14.5 in July at 7.31. SEP was up 15 at 7.40 1/4, and diesel was up 14 at 7.53 3/4. And then the winter wheat condition yesterday afternoon came in, it increased or decreased, I guess, 2%. The port of very poor category for the 18 states was 35%. Fair was 32%, and good to excellent was 33%. Now, the condition compared to last week, poor to very poor actually increased 2%, then the good to excellent actually decreased 2%. So, overall, not a very good picture. And then starting today, we're going to start hearing from the wheat quality tour starting in north central Kansas. And early estimates are that north central Kansas, the wheat looks pretty good. But, it, you know, that's probably the best place. And then going forward, it'll probably deteriorate from there. And then we'll find out that tonight and more tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say.
Thanks, Justin. We'll look at some closing numbers next.
Coming up Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. will be the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Production Sale. That'll be at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 163 head, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs, 10 purebred and Limflex spring pairs, 15 fallbred purebred and Limflex heifers, and 10 breeding age purebred and Limflex bulls. For more information, call them 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com on the web for more information.
In our grains today, May Kansas City wheat up 17 1/4 at 7.98. July contract up 13 3/4 at 7.89 1/2. Chicago May corn down 0.75 cents at 6.83 1/4, and the July contract finished down 9 3/4 cents at 6.50 even. May soybeans down 4 cents today at 14.67 3/4, and July finished off 9 3/4 cents at 13.99. That's a look at your closing numbers. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.